This is Glow in the Dark Radio. The science fiction podcast with original independent science fiction written and performed by Mike Luoma, with music by Kevin MacLeod, The Vatican Assassin Trilogy, and The Adventures of Alibi Jones by Mike Luoma are available in ebook, trade paperback, and audiobook wherever you find your books online. Get links and details at glowinthedarkradio.com. This is the science fiction podcast, Glow in the Dark Radio. I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. And I've got a chapter from the Star Seeds of Earth on the way. We're now on episode 667, and I usually don't keep track, but we did do a special one last time around for episode 666. So we are back on track with chapter 87 of the Star Seeds of Earth on this episode. Alibi Jones is about to try to move asteroids with his mind. They are running out of time to move the hornet's nest out of harm's way. Once they can use the transpace drives Krish has installed, they should be able to escape from the Greater Ta and the Solar Alliance. If Krish gets them working, that is. Well, Alibi's trying to do his part. They need a clear path to use the transpace drive, so just blowing up the asteroids one by one wasn't getting enough out of the way. So Alibi trans on trying telekinesis, but he discovered he needs to be close to the asteroids to try that, so he's about to take a small ship out to do so. And because that's not enough of a challenge, he's also going to try to get the newly merged kitten cat to go with him. We're going to join Alibi Jones outside of Kitten Cat's locked door as we get into Chapter 87 of The Star Seeds of Earth, coming up on Glow in the Dark Radio. Now, before we get into the chapter, I just want to say a big thank you once again to Andy Weston for being my special guest last week for Episode 666. His book, The Call of the Cambion, which he read from, is available now. That's Andrew P. Weston on Twitter and Facebook and book covers. Andrew P. Weston. So yes, thank you, Andy, once again, for being my special guest and playing along for episode 666. Back to science fiction this week. Chapter 87 of The Star Seeds of Earth, coming up next on Glow in the Dark Radio.
The Flesh Pulp Podcast. 3 to 10 minutes of fiction brought to you thrice weekly. 200 miles below the surface of the Earth, at the terminus of a series of long-sealed caverns and interconnected shines, under the shadow of the eternally bleeding eye, there is a crippled wreck of a man writing tales. Stories of a dimension engulfed in madness. He is writing them of you. Find them all at fleshpulp.com or search for it on iTunes.
Now here's Chapter 87 of The Star Seeds of Earth on Glow in the Dark Radio. I'm not taking no for an answer. I've told you that 20 times already, Alibi said to the closed door to Kitten Cat's apartment. At least let me in. Hear me out.
No,
came the response, a 21st time. Then a hopeful note.
All right, you may come in.
Alibi walked into the apartment after the door swished open, It was dark inside, the room only dimly lit. He squinted, glanced around, and spotted Kitten Cat, a hulking mass of fur hunched over and huddled in the corner. "It will just be us on the ship," Alibi said. "It's a good way to leave your apartment and do something without having to deal with a lot of other people. Won't even fly near our sentry ships. And you'll help me."
"I feel so alien," Kitten Cat said. "Out of control in some ways. Are you sure you want me out there with you?"
"Yep," Alibi said. He looked at his friends, looked them in the eyes, together now inside this newly enhanced and slightly monstrous body. "Not many others I'd ask to watch my back. Can you hear me, my friends?" There was no answer in his mind. Maybe moving in Cat removed the ability to speak mind to mind. Ah, too bad. Half an hour later, as Alibi headed out to try to gain the physical proximity seemingly necessary to perform a mental feat, Kitten Cat occupied the co-pilot seat of the AD Foster. Alibi managed to talk them into it, though not without difficulty. They still didn't look comfortable perched in the chair across from him. Neither being inside of it was quite used to the much larger body frame. "I'm glad you're here," Alibi said.
"Thank you," Kitten Cat said. "Still not sure it is a good idea."
"We're flying away from the Solar Alliance and Greater Ta over there," Alibi said. "That's a good direction to go in. Let's hope that means they leave us alone."
"Do you believe they will leave us alone?" Kitten Cat said. "We do not."
"Emily's got eyes on them up in the control room," Alibi said. "She'll let us know if they pull anything." "Alibi," Emily said, her voice coming over the comm on cue, as if called. "I hear you, Emily," he answered. "Go ahead." "They've noticed you," she said. "We've seen them move a Stinger and a couple cruisers out of their positions. Maybe a little threatening. They're moving away from the chaotic stew they've made in front of them towards a clearer path. We'll see if they dare start a run at you through the rocks." The mammoth ships of the Greater Ta were pulverizing asteroids, but not clearing the way. Instead, the area in front of the small combined fleet grew less passable, chaotic with debris from their blasting, turned into a cloud of shards growing denser with smaller and smaller pieces. "I have to say again, Alibi, it still bothers me there's no rhyme or reason to their blasting," Emily said after a pause. "It's like they don't quite get the concept, you know?" "Maybe they're bad at math," Alibi said. "Have a Tekta running their numbers." She laughed. "If anyone is," she said, "that doesn't look like math at work over there." "Looks like bad copycats," Alibi said.
"Some have called that sort of thing a shatterstorm," Kitten Cat said. "To be avoided, for sure."
"Shatterstorm, shitstorm, either way, we go the other way," Alibi said. "Let me know if they begin to navigate into the asteroids, Emily." "Will do," Emily said. "Emily out." It is almost as if they saw us blasting rocks out of our path so we could move the hornet's nest, and figured, well, how hard can that be? "Isn't it?" Alibi said to Kitten Cat. "Bad imitators."
"Is that what a copycat is?" Kitten Cat asked. "A bad imitator?"
Alibi realized he needed to tread carefully. He shifted in his seat as he thought on his answer. "Well," Alibi said, and paused.
"Are you saying cats are known for copying badly?" Kitten Cat asked. "And so, then, by extension, we d'accord?"
"No," Alibi said. "It's an old expression. I honestly don't know where it comes from."
"We see," they said.
A proximity alarm temporarily rescued Alibi. "We're at the test rock," Alibi said. "Good." Alibi nudged the ship's controls to bring them even closer to the asteroid he'd picked out. "Have no idea if this will work or not, or how effective it will be." "Okay," Alibi said. "Here's what I need you to do. I'm going to calm my mind and try to reach out and move this asteroid through telekinesis with my mind. While I do that, I need you to keep an eye on things and make sure we stay safe.
Sounds easy enough, Kitten Cat said.
If something really goes wrong or if they start to attack, just wake me up, Alibi said. Shake me or do what you have to. I don't know how out of it I'll be. I might be alert, I just don't know yet.
Much is unknown, they said.
Yep, Alibi said. That's why we're on a test run. I don't even know if I'm going to have any help. You there, KB?
You are. I am. This time.
Alibi felt the mind water flow into him, felt his perception shift so he was seeing in the other manner, though he could not say what that mode of perception was. A different way of seeing. A different way of being. Alibi let himself grow larger, so he could get his hands around the asteroid beside the ship. Though they weren't his hands, and same-sized Alibi was still on the bridge. This was not his astral form, but an energetic extension of himself. Mind water flowed through this larger form unimpeded. And Alibi knew, just like that, in a moment. As he grew larger still, he knew what to do. Awareness of all bubbling up like unconscious knowledge. He reached out for the rock, but not to just shove it. He reached out to appreciate it, acknowledge it, perceive it, take it in, encompass it, and then make it move. Alibi pushed with his mind and was rewarded with movement. He felt the massive stone move. He wasn't sure how far. He opened his eyes, reverted to the normal way of seeing, and took note. The asteroid had moved. About a meter. Felt like it moved a lot more than that. Let's see. Alibi mentally inhabited the rock once again. It was easier on the second try, he felt. This time, he pushed harder, and the stone was propelled. Mind water whooshed, and the rock sped away from them at a steady clip, moving about a quarter click away. That worked!
You moved that with your mind?
Kitten Cat asked, looking up from the bridge display and over at Alibi.
Impressive!
Thanks, Alibi said.
Can you do it again?
They asked. That is a very good question, Alibi said. Let's find out. Alibi reached out with his mind to encompass another asteroid, which he did, and then moved it away as well. Guess I can, he said.
Good, Kitten Cat said. Two down, 1,000 more to go. We should be able to move the nest in a month or two at this rate.
Alibi frowned for a moment at the observation, until something struck him as funny, and he laughed.
You have found humor in this.
Kitten Cat asked. Not really, no, Alibi said. But you did. You just sounded like yourselves. A little like Kit, a little like Cat. Some dry wit with an added touch of sarcasm. It made me happy.
Oh, they said. We see.
They paused for a moment.
We are not sure how this makes us feel.
Feel good, Alibi said. It's a good thing. They rode in silence for a moment. Maybe I can move more than one at a time, Alibi said. He tried. Alibi chose the two smallest rocks near their ship. He spread his awareness between them, trying to share his intention with both objects. He repeated the process he'd been following, and they moved, eventually. It took great mental exertion and much more mind water. Maybe not, Alibi said after. That took more than double the effort. Alibi went back to moving the asteroids one at a time, with his mind, intent on creating a space large enough that the Hornet's Nest could use it to activate its transpace drives. After 4 hours at it, Emily called to interrupt. Kitten Cat alerted him she was on the comm as he came out of his mental state. Alibi, how's it going? She asked as he connected. Slow but steady, he said. What's up? Are they doing something? Yeah, Emily said. They have a Stinger ship coming our way. Some crack shots on board, blasting rocks from their path. But Alibi, they called and told us they were coming.
What?
They say it's a diplomatic delegation on board, she said. Safe Mediation Corps.
My old division.
Really? Yep, and get this, she said, and chuckled. Guess who's leading it?
Brisby!
Brisby had been a part of Alibi's crew, but left the Hornet's Nest to return to Solar Alliance duty when Alibi and the others struck out on their own.
Brisby?
Just talk to him, Emily said.
Our old crewmate? My old part of the service?
It almost seems like they're trying too hard. And maybe they are. They want to meet with you, she said.
I'm busy.
She didn't respond. I don't like it, Emily, Alibi said.
Brisby? The Mediation Corps?
They're trying too hard to put us at ease.
It doesn't feel right to me either, she said.
Don't let them in, Alibi said. Are you coming back? She asked.
Not yet, he said. I want to keep at this.
Okay, she said. How's Krish doing with the drives? Alibi asked. I don't like it, Alibi. If anything, he now seems less confident.
That's not good, Alibi said.
Nope, she said. Tell him I'm almost ready for him out here.
You are not, she said.
I know, he said, but I want to inspire him, not bum him out.
I hear you, she said.
You have my go-ahead to close the main bay door again, Alibi said. I don't want them bringing in a Stinger ship under false pretenses just to get it stuck in our taxiway.
Sounds smart, she said.
Let me know what they do as they approach, Alibi said.
Will do, she said, and signed off.
Alibi moved the ship over next to another large rock. He began the process of calming his mind and moved the rock. One more gone. Kit and Kat piloted the ship over to their next target, and Alibi again began to calm his mind.
Alibi!
Emily's voice punched through his calm.
She wouldn't have done that unless she needed to.
Go, Alibi said, getting his head together.
I started to close the main door, and all hell began breaking loose with our friends, Emily said.
Soon as the door started to move, the Stinger employed some new cloaking shield and disappeared off our screens and scans. We're trying to find them right now. But that's not the big thing.
The big thing? Alibi wondered, back at Emily.
Yeah, she said. They must have been watching you work, Alibi. All of a sudden, they began to just sweep rocks out of their way.
They have telepaths? Alibi asked. You think?
No, she said. This was their force fields, deployed in a new way. I think. We're still analyzing data. Looks like they figured out they didn't have to blow up the rocks in front of them, but could shove them out of the way instead, after watching you. The massive energy readings make us think it's technical, not mental power at work.
I see.
They're moving a lot of rocks at once, too, she said. Not one at a time, like you.
Ouch, Alibi said.
You're going too slow, she said. It's not working. And we need you back in here, Alibi. Look, I've been watching you moving asteroids with your mind. That is impressive, don't get me wrong. But it's not enough. Not one at a time. You could indulge in this before, but now that they're pushing away whole swaths of them, it's not helping.
Brutal honesty. I'd expect no less.
You're right, Alibi said. We're coming back in. There was no immediate response.
Emily?
Alibi called across the comm.
We have an airlock breach, she yelled back. Brisby and those bastards are breaking in.
On our way, Alibi said, but he saw the connection had already been lost.
That was Chapter 87 of The Starseeds of Earth on Glow in the Dark Radio.
Brisby is leading an invasion force in a Stinger ship?
Things are getting interesting and intense once again. Alibi was able to move some rocks, but it wasn't enough. And now, the Greater Ta and Solar Alliance seem to have figured out how to use force fields to do the same thing much more efficiently and effectively. We're moving towards the dramatic ending of the Starseeds of Earth on Glow in the Dark Radio. Only 4 more chapters and the epilogue left in the book. Once again, a big thank you to Andy Weston for being my special guest last week for episode 666 and reading from his book, The Call of the Cambion, which is out now. That's Andrew P. Weston on Twitter and Facebook and on his book covers. The Call of the Cambion on our last episode. On our next episode, Alibi Jones heads back inside the Hornet's Nest to try to help repel the invasion going on. I hope you'll join me for the episode. I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. Thank you again for listening to Glow in the Dark Radio. Glow in the Dark Radio. This podcast presentation, copyright 2022 by Michael F. Luoma, and is protected under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 4.0 International License. CC by NCND 4.0. Music by Kevin MacLeod. You can find his work at Accompetech.com and filmmusic.io. Mike's books are available in ebook, paperback, and audiobook wherever you find books online. Get links and more details at glowinthedarkradio.com and mikeluoma.com. This has been a presentation of Glow in the Dark Radio.